If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Come on, Eric. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance. Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix, Arizona. Take a chance on Breakthrough Entertainment's Mother's Day special. Of course, we are celebrating Mother's Day right here on KPHX 1480 AM. And so playing music from Mamma Mia, my favorite musical. And, well, there's a laugh from our next guest before we bring him on. Joseph J. Erdo here across the glass from Eric Reinert. Thank you for rocking these tunes today, Eric.
Oh, yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, anyway.
I live to do that for you.
Yes, you do. You do. Just push them buttons for me. All right. Well, right now we've got another great guest, Jim Riley. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, very happy to be here. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
Great, great. We're happy to have you. Of course, you are with the Arizona Theater Company's production of Holmes and Watson, I believe. Hi. That, well, tell us, first of all, tell us about Holmes and Watson.
Okay, this is a world premiere of a new play by a very well-established and talented playwright named Jeffrey Hatcher. His play has been done all over the country. He wrote a screenplay that got done with Ian McKellen a couple of years ago. And he has a long-standing professional relationship with the guy who's been the boss of the Arizona Theater Company for the last 25 years, David Ira Goldstein. And so he decided to bring the world premiere of this new play here. And I was fortunate enough to audition for those folks in New York City and get cast and get brought down here to do it. So the basic idea is that I don't know how much you know about sort of the classic Holmes stories, but Sherlock Holmes is supposed to have died in a fight with his archenemy, Professor Moriarty, at Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland.
Okay.
So this takes place 3 years later. Three guys have shown up at an insane asylum claiming to be Sherlock Holmes, and his old friend John Watson has been brought up from London to figure out if any of them are the real Sherlock Holmes.
And you are one of those guys, right?
I am one of the inmates at the asylum who could or could not be Sherlock Holmes. That's
Ooh.
Correct.
And I see here in the press release, if anyone knows the ending, once you know the ending, don't give it away. Because, of course, I mean, this is a mystery.
Yes, please. Yeah, hopefully nobody will, there will be no spoilers that we'll have to alert people about. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a mystery. And part of the fun is following it along, following Dr. Watson through this journey as he tries to figure this out and see if you can figure it out faster than him.
Well, just in case, I think everyone should see it right away. I know previews began Thursday night, but now tonight is opening night. Tonight's Saturday, May 13th at 8 p.m. Yeah. It's opening night, and the production will run through Sunday, May 28th.
That's right.
And it's at Herberger Theater Center, 222 East Monroe Street. I believe that you can get ticket prices are $25 to $64. They're available in person at the Temple of Music and Art box office or via phone or at the Herberger Theater Center box office. So you can call them at 602-256-6995. And tickets can be purchased at also arizonatheater.org. That's the the British way of spelling theater, R-E instead of E-R.
Yes, the R-E, correct.
Yeah.
And appropriately enough for the show.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. It's of course, it's kind of like I know it's not a whodunit, but it's a mystery, and that adds an extra element to the storytelling to it. And I know that this is probably not a story that a lot of people are familiar with.
That's the great thing is that Jeffrey Hatcher has taken some of the classic Holmes stories, and if you really know the Sherlock Holmes kind of mythology, you'll recognize some things. But he's extended it out beyond and created his own spin on it. So that's part of the fun of it is you're seeing a new Sherlock Holmes story.
Oh, excellent! And again, you play patient one. We don't want to know anything further than that. But you're making your Arizona Theater Company debut with this production.
Yeah.
You've appeared in off Broadway in the international tour of West Side Story, you have some great appearances on Law and Order, The Blacklist, Person of Interest, Elementary, The Onion News Network, many commercials. I mean, you have a pretty. I mean, people probably recognize you. and they probably say, "Hey, there's
a
guy."
Yes, they might. They very well might. You know, like they might come see the show, and if they're sitting close enough, they might go, "Oh, yes, I remember that guy from Law and Order, or I remember that guy from Unforgettable, or something." Yes. Most recently, you could see me at the tail end of an episode of Madam Secretary.
Oh, Madam
Secretary, which actually aired for the first time while we were here, which was kind of fun.
Oh, fantastic.
It's sort of a blink and you miss it type of appearance, but it was a lot of fun to do, and those folks create a good atmosphere for work, you know, as they do here. I'm so happy to have been brought down to do this.
Yeah, that's my mom's favorite show, by the way, Madam Secretary. I know a lot of people absolutely love that show. And so.
Yeah, there's some really good writing on it, and Taya Leone and the other folks around her really create a nice atmosphere to work in. Feels really collaborative and stuff. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about you playing the ABBA before, about, you know, looking for the lights, where the lights are going to be shining on me.
Yes.
Part of the fun of our show is that there's some fantastic light work going on in it.
Oh.
We have a lighting designer, a guy named Don Darnister, but there's also a projection designer named Jeffrey Peter. And there's a moment in the show where, like, literally, like, projections get applause.
Oh, wow.
You know, so. Those of us as actors are like, boy, I hope we can live up to those projections. Because there's a very high level of technical expertise going on up there and some really beautiful things to see.
Wow, that's got to be really exciting. And I mean, because it's set in a remote mental asylum mm-hmm. off the island of the Scottish coast.
And yes.
So, I mean, I love movies like that. I know, so that's got to be great to just create that environment there on a stage with a mental asylum.
Yes, it really is cool. Yeah, a former fortress, former lighthouse, now an insane asylum off the coast of Scotland on a stormy night. So it's got all that going on. Yeah.
And so since this is kind of a mystery, and again, we don't want to reveal any spoilers, but mm-hmm. I imagine that you knew before you took the part if you ended up being, you know, the guy that is, you know, who he says he is.
You know, that's actually a very reasonable assumption, but I can't remember, you know, like often when you audition for a play, especially if it's a new play that A, they want to keep its ending a secret, and B, they're still writing it. Sometimes you just get a scene. So, you know, I actually think that I probably finished the audition and callback process before I even knew how the play ended.
Oh, wow.
I think that actually might have been how that went. Yeah.
And as an actor, when there is like a secret like that you have to keep throughout your performance, and I know that, I mean, here you're at least you're playing it from beginning to end. I know mm-hmm. in a TV show or a movie, you have to sometimes film out of sequence.
Yeah.
But how does that influence your performance if you've got to kind of keep that secret
Yes. Well. One of the things it led to a lot of conversation for everybody about. Okay. So this is what I am pretending to know, and this is what I really know. So how does that impact how I play this scene? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How much of a clue do I give away to the fact that I am or am not the real one? Oh, and if I say it this way, then maybe everyone will know that I am Holmes, or maybe everyone will know that I'm not Holmes. So there was a lot of figuring out to be done, you know, and actually that was one of the things that made it nice to, on a number of occasions, the playwright was in the room with us
mm-hmm.
to puzzle this through together.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's great.
And it was kind of cool because he was actually open to input and suggestion from us. You know, there's one point where one guy said, you know, you have me doing something at that moment, but my hands are bound at that moment, so I can't do that. And the playwright burst out laughing. It's just like he had failed to track that, you know. It's like, okay, I will correct that. Thank you. You know, so because it's a creative process for all of us, you know, and a discovery process, even for the guy who's writing the thing.
Oh, yeah. And it's got to be great to have an actor's input on that, because, I mean, there's a lot of things as a writer that, you know, that writers just don't think about. I mean, because you're not the one on the stage.
Yeah, because ultimately, you know, it's what we always say in theater is that these words were not written to be read. They were written to be heard.
Yeah.
So once you take it off the page and actually have it coming out of somebody's mouth, it becomes a different thing.
And I know since it is Mother's Day, do you have any thoughts on what did your mom encourage you to be an actor or encourage your career or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm going to call my mom a little later today. She and my dad are up in Illinois.
Oh.
They were both of them were very supportive right from the beginning. and it was in high school that I auditioned for Arsenic and Old Lace, and I got cast in the leading role. It was the first play I'd ever done. Oh. And I remember my dad got home from work, and I heard my parents talking in the kitchen, and my mom said, "Jimmy got the lead in that show." And my father said, "I'm not surprised." And it sounded like a combination.
I think you cut out there, maybe. Still there? Still there, Jim? Jim, are you still there? He might sound like
it's still connected.
Oh, good one. I'm sorry. I bumped the classic thing. I bumped the mute button with my ear.
No problem. Go ahead.
But yes, I'm not sure what you heard there, but my mother said, "Jimmy got the lead in the play." This was in high school, and my father said, "I'm not surprised." And it sounded like a combination of, I expected no less of my son, yeah, and I wouldn't put it past him. You know, because they're not theater people.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been wonderfully supportive and traveling great distances to see me in plays throughout my career.
Wonderful. So, wonderful. Great. Just great. Yeah. It's great to have supportive parents. And so, we want to thank all the mothers out there who support their children's dreams and so that they can become actors like Jim Reilly. We want to thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We want to remind our listeners to check out Holmes and Watson. Tonight is opening night. Get your tickets, arizonatheater.org. And also you can get them at the box office at the Herberger Theater Center box office, or call 602-256-6995. Holmes and Watson, again, as I said, opening night is tonight, 8 p.m.
Yep.
Closing performance Sunday, May 28th. And so, again, thank you so much joining us, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you and yours as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a great conversation with your parents, and best of luck with the performance. And
thanks.
We'd love to have you on again sometime.
Love to.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I know I was in drama when I was young. And I was my mom was always helping me create my costumes and stuff like that. I was on another radio station many years ago, and as a film critic, and I would make different costumes for the webcam, and I would come in dressed in as Spider-Man and stuff like that. All made, and my mom helped me make the costumes. None of them were store bought.
It's really hard to believe you were bullied in school, Joseph.
I know, just mind blowing. But you know what? It all made me who I am today, and I. And my mom made me who I am today. So I thank you again to my mom. And I promised that before we go, Eric, we would talk about what we would do with with the power to do absolutely anything. What would you
Better
do?
Better make it quick.
What would you do?
I would make sure that everybody on the planet Earth has what they need to survive.
I would make sure that my mom had a very happy life, and that everyone on the planet Earth had love. Of course,
can't eat love, Joseph.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you can. Breakthrough Entertainment, KPHX 1480 AM. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Joseph J. Erdo. We'll see you right back here next week.